Sporty greetings and happy Friday to all our Voice of America listeners. This is VOA's Sonny Young in Washington. Thanks for tuning in this evening. Welcome to the sunny side of sports.
Stand up! Stand up! Stand up!
Friends, we can all listen to the sunny side of sports.
Yes, my friend.
The sunny side of sports.
Sunny side of sports.
The sunny side of sports show.
Great show, bro. This is sunny side of sports.
Sunny side of sports right here on the Voice of America.
Voice of America.
Stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
This is a dream come true, really. Just all the hard work I put in coming into this, I'm looking forward to going to this organization and just giving it my all. That's one thing that I always want to do, come in and give my all. And then off the court, I want to give back to the city and everything like that, and I'm just happy.
That's a happy Markelle Fultz, who the Philadelphia 76ers selected with the number one pick in the 2017 National Basketball Association draft in New York City. The 19-year-old Fultz is a point guard who played one season of college basketball for the University of Washington. The Los Angeles Lakers had the second pick, and they chose Lonzo Ball, another 19-year-old point guard who played one season for the University of California at Los Angeles, UCLA. Ball was asked what he can learn from Magic Johnson, the former star point guard for the Lakers, who is now the club's president of basketball operations.
I don't think there's one thing you can learn from him. Just everything he's going to teach me is going to be useful. Obviously, he's the best point guard to ever play. So I'm looking to go in there and just learn from day one.
The Boston Celtics had the third pick in the NBA draft, and they selected yet another 19-year-old player, Duke University forward Jason Tatum.
It's been a great night. It's been a dream come true, just making it to the NBA and, being drafted by a great franchise, like Boston. And I'm excited just to bring a lot of versatility and just accepting my new role and, just trying to be the best at whatever Coach Stevens wants me to be.
14 international players were picked in the NBA draft, including 18-year-old French point guard Frank Ntilikina, who was chosen 8th overall by the New York Knicks. The Knicks have several other international players on their roster, including young Latvian star Kristaps Porzingis. Ntilikina says they'll help make his adjustment to the NBA easier.
To be drafted and to play in a place that already have international player, it's just great to adapt to the environment. And I think to play with them, to have a lot of advice how they feel, how they felt on the court, how was their rookie season, just great for me.
While Frank Ntilikina represents France at the international level, he has ties to Africa. Frank was born in Belgium to Rwandan parents. A quick update on South Sudan's Peter Jok, who we profiled on Thursday's Sunny Side of Sports. Peter was not selected in the NBA draft, but he has not given up on his dreams to play in the league. Peter Jok quickly signed with the NBA's New Orleans Pelicans to play on their summer league team in Las Vegas, Nevada. Jok is hoping a good performance over the summer will earn him an invitation in late September when NBA clubs hold their preseason training camps. With the NBA draft now over, attention will shift to Monday evening when the NBA will hold its first ever awards night, also in New York City. Canadian musician Drake, who's a big NBA fan, will be the official host of the festivities. The big award to be handed out is the NBA's League Most Valuable Player. Now, the sunny side of sports didn't get a chance to vote, but if I did, my vote goes to Russell Westbrook of the Oklahoma City Thunder after he turned in a historic triple-double season. The two other finalists for MVP are James Harden of the Houston Rockets and Kawhi Leonard of the San Antonio Spurs. Action resumes Saturday at the FIFA Confederations Cup football tournament in Russia, where the final matches in Group A will be played. Russia will host Mexico in Kazan, while European champion Portugal will play New Zealand in St. Petersburg. Mexico and Portugal top the table with 4 points from two matches, followed by 2018 World Cup host Russia with 3 points. New Zealand has no points and has been eliminated. The indomitable Lions of Cameroon picked up their first point in the competition on Thursday. Reporter Samson Omale has that story, as well as other sports news.
The indomitable Lions of Cameroon managed to secure a 1-0 draw with Australia at the Krestovsky Stadium in St. Petersburg, Russia on Thursday. Andre Frank Zambo put Cameroon ahead with the last touch of the first half, but the McMilligan penalty on the hour mark ensured the first point for both sides in Group B. The result leaves both teams in a desperate position in Group B after two rounds of fixtures at the 2017 FIFA Confederations Cup, with both teams now needing a win in their final game against Chile and Germany respectively to progress. Australia played Chile in Moscow on Sunday, and Cameroon will face Germany at the same time in Sochi in their final group stage. In other Group B game played, Arsenal's Alexis Sanchez became Chile's all-time top scorer with his 38th international goal in Thursday's 1-1 draw with Germany at the Confederations Cup. And to Nigeria, where players and match officials have been directed by the league management company, organizers of the Nigerian Professional Football League, to wear black armbands next week Wednesday in honor of the late Nigerian football coach Kelechi Emetole, who passed on Wednesday, June 21, 2017. Kelechi Emetole died of throat cancer at the age of 66 in India, where he went for medicals. The LMC also announced that 1 minute silence will be observed across all MPFL match venues. And now to South Africa, where a near full house is expected on Saturday at the Moses Mabhida Stadium in Durban, when the finals of the Nedbank Cup between defending champions SuperSport United and Orlando Pirates will take place. SuperSport United are looking to become the first team to defend their title after beating Pirates in the 2016 final in Polokwane. Staying with football, Liverpool Football Club have completed the signing of Egyptian footballer Mohamed Salah from AS Roma. Mohamed Salah agreed a long-term contract with the Reds on Thursday after completing a medical. He will officially become a Liverpool player on July 1st, 2017. The Egyptian international has scored 29 goals in 65 appearances in Serie A across two seasons with Roma. In volleyball news, 10 countries are set to participate in the upcoming Zone 5 World Championship qualifiers set to take place at the Amahoro Indoor Stadium in Kigali, Rwanda. The hosts are expected to be joined by Egypt, Kenya, Uganda, Burundi, Ethiopia, Somalia, South Sudan and Tanzania for the week-long tournament set for July the 6th to the 13th, 2017.
I am Samson Omale in Abuja, Nigeria.
The Voice of America, VOA.
Hi, I'm Helen Maroulis, Olympic champion for Team USA, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on The Voice of America.
Horse riding isn't new to Southern Africans. Many in countries like Lesotho, South Africa, and Zimbabwe ride in their villages or patrol the farms they work on horseback. But polo is a pursuit generally played by rich elites across the world and mostly by super wealthy whites. However, in South Africa, this is changing. The sport's attracting growing numbers of black Africans who are shattering the stereotypes. Darren Taylor has this feature for the Sunny Side of Sports.
The one thing I like about these South African players, they play a really good classic four-man polo. They know where
TV commentary from a South Africa versus England polo match. The game's played on a very big field. Two teams, each with four players, try to outmaneuver one another on horseback. With long wooden mallets, they try to score more goals than their opponents by hitting a small plastic ball through goalposts.
Polo is expensive. It really is. It's because of the number of horses that we have and the quality of horse flesh that we have and the time that we take to prepare our horses, and that's where the big cost lies, you know.
Craig James is polo manager at the Inanda Club in Johannesburg. He says in the past, only South Africa's white elite could afford to play the game.
In South Africa, a lot of the polo players were from polo playing families, so farmers traditionally. And if you weren't born into a polo family, it's unlikely that you would have been exposed to polo or had the opportunity to play.
But by allowing far less privileged people to use his club's horses and equipment, James is changing the sport's image. Lucky Nsingo leads horses to a field to train them. He's part of a new, albeit small, wave of black polo players in South Africa. He's a former groom at the Inanda Club. Nsingo was raised on a farm near Bulawayo, Zimbabwe.
I love horses because I grew up with horses. And then I started riding horses when I was 9. Now my level of experience riding is 15 years riding horses.
Nsingo's knowledge and love of horses made him ideal for James's polo development program. Nsingo puts a bridle on a horse and prepares to ride. He's a tall, slender man. He wears a helmet covered in camouflage print, skin-tight tan pants, and long, shiny brown leather boots. Because of men like Nsingo, says James, there's now black muscle on South Africa's formerly lily-white polo fields.
Going forward, how the perception's changing is by involving guys like Lucky. Lucky is really critical to the success of my operation here at the Inanda Club. Without him, I couldn't do it. He's got some children that he's coaching, so he functions as my assistant coach.
Nsingo guides horses on a gallop around a dirt track. He says up until about a year ago, all he knew about polo was that it was a Ralph Lauren clothing label, until James taught him the game that's now his passion.
I had someone teach me very good to have some rules and stuff like that, like Craig, how we stick with the man, how we play, how he goes, how this and this. So I'm very happy about it. I did very good because it's the thing I never done before.
Nsingo says his relatives and friends often don't know what to say when he tells them he's a polo player.
You know, they don't know what it is, but they're really excited because polo is all over the world.
As an agitated horse kicks a stable door for food before crunching a carrot, Nsingo explains he's now teaching the next generation of African polo players.
I've got some young ones coming up, some young juniors, so I'm looking forward to teach them to have some skills. I hope to have more teaching the young ones to grow up and show us the skills.
James describes Nsingo and his pupils as polo pioneers.
The transformation is kind of happening where we're showcasing more of these guys that are coming from a bit more humble beginnings. And also through the school initiative, we're now making polo accessible because you no longer have to own 5 or 6 horses just to get started. You could come to Inanda and learn how to play rather than having to buy the whole setup and then...
His dream is for polo to be a game played by many black Africans, not just the current few. But for that, James needs more quality, expensive horses.
And that is a limiting factor at the moment, which we are slowly but surely overcoming. And, you know, we're finding sponsors that are getting behind these initiatives and saying, look, let's get behind a guy and push him all the way to the top and see how far he can go.
In the near future, James wants his trainees to compete internationally, including at the Polo World Cup. He's convinced this will happen, especially if South Africa's new elite offers support.
I think if you look at the wealthy in this country now, a lot of these guys are black guys. Very, very good businessmen, leaders of the industry. having more black players playing will involve more of these guys.
He also wants to get poor kids off the streets and onto polo horses while educating them academically at the same time.
They may not become professional polo players. I'm fine with that. But if we've bettered their life and they meet someone through polo in the industry which puts them in some fancy corporate job one day, you know, that's the ultimate goal.
For now, it's only a few men like Nsingo who are kick-starting Africa's polo revolution. But the so-called sport of kings may eventually see new, unexpected faces ascending the throne. For the Sunny Side of Sports, I'm Darren Taylor in Johannesburg.
I encourage our VOA listeners to check out the Sunny Side of Sports Facebook page. The address is facebook.com/VOA Sunny. Once again, that address, facebook.com/VOA Sunny. You'll see photos and videos, and you can post your comments. So check out the Sunny Side of Sports Facebook page.
Voice of America.
Hi, my name is Abdul Bilal Hamid. I'm the goalkeeper for DC United. And to any Muslims out there fasting in Ramadan, I want to wish you the best this holy month. I want to wish you a good, safe, easy Ramadan. So stay strong, and inshallah, it will be a quick month for us.
Thank you, Bill Hamid, for those Ramadan wishes. And I hope all our Muslim listeners have had a good and safe Ramadan. Joining us once again on the Sunny Side of Sports is Andrew Palcheski, the VOA social media reporter. Happy Friday, Andrew.
Very happy Friday to you as well, Sunny.
Welcome back, Andrew. What's trending on this Friday?
Everyone is talking about the NBA draft. Lots of news made last night. You were talking about it earlier in the show. Not just excitement there in the Barclays Center in Brooklyn, but celebrations around the country with different teams holding parties as they welcome the new players onto their teams. We saw a lot of those celebration videos on social media. And not just in the country, but around the world. It was a very international draft. We had Lauri Markkanen becoming the first Finnish player drafted in the first round and only the second player from Finland.
Mm.
And then New York Knicks pick Frank Ntilikina, the French point guard. Parents, as you mentioned, were Rwandan. Lots of players from Australia, Spain, Slovenia, Cyprus, Lithuania, Latvia, player drafted who actually grew up with Kristaps Porzingis, so hoping to bring some of that skill into the NBA, but really a celebration around the world.
NBA definitely has become more international in recent years, and one thing to keep in mind, only 60 slots available in that NBA draft, and if you factor in the international players, we're going to see more and more of them in the league, and maybe the Americans are going to have to work a little harder to get into the NBA.
I think so, and that was actually a lot of conversation after the draft about some of the players that were not picked. Bronson Koenig of Wisconsin, who was a star for that team, was not drafted. Melo Trimble at the University of Maryland, huge player there, nationally known player, was not drafted. So it is sometimes comes down to, you know, what teams are looking for, what they see in players. And sometimes some very good players don't end up getting drafted. But a lot of good players getting drafted last night. And as we said, a lot of those international players. But Frank Ntilikina, I think he takes the award for most hectic travel schedule to get to the draft. So he is currently playing in the finals of the French League as a member of SIG Strasbourg.
Okay.
His team played game 4 of that series Monday night. Immediately after the game, he gets in a cab, gets to the train station, gets on a train to get on a plane. So it's plane, trains, and automobiles to get to New York. Spends a couple of days in New York ahead of that draft. Gets drafted last night to the New York Knicks. Immediately after the draft, goes to the airport, boards a private charter jet back to France, landing just in time for game 5. So an amazing travel schedule. But he said last night at the draft, he said, I wanted to be here for this. It was that important to him. So that gives a sense of how big this is for these players, even worldwide, how important it is for them to be there. So lots of traveling for him, but he pays off and he gets selected by the New York Knicks.
Frank Ntilikina, only 18 years old. The top pick, Markelle Fultz, 19 years old. Lonzo Ball, the second pick, also 19 years old. I guess youth is having its day out there, Andrew.
It is indeed. So we're seeing actually a lot of the reaction on social media because these are young people. They've grown up their entire lives with social media. And number one pick Markelle Fultz put out a post on Instagram after he was drafted, but he had a little bit of a problem. Clearly, this Instagram post was written before he knew for sure that he was going to go to the 76ers. So he wrote in this post, excited to head to parentheses city and join the parentheses team name. Clearly meant to fill those in and I guess accidentally hit send before he had a chance to write that he was excited to go to Philadelphia. But so getting some jokes at his expense because of that post that went out. But I think fans in Philly are just excited to have him. So even if he didn't put the city name and the team name down, they're just excited for him to be there.
It doesn't happen all the time, but occasionally a player will get picked and then get traded on the same night. So sometimes you'll see them switching caps. They might get drafted by one team and then somebody will hand them another cap because they've been traded to another squad. So I guess you got to be flexible. I guess that's the
there
key.
You go. Nothing is ever certain until the draft closes. And in fact, we saw a lot of that wheeling and dealing with the Chicago Bulls all-star Jimmy Butler going to the Minnesota Timberwolves and a number of those picks moving around, including Lauri Markkanen was, I believe, drafted by the Timberwolves and then ended up now he's going to be playing for Chicago because he was traded in part of that movement. So lots of excitement going on there with the players and where they end up, and lots of excitement about what they're wearing. This is, of course, a very sartorial league. We have a lot of players we see who dress to the nines, and these draftees are no exception. We actually saw a really cool trend with players having the inside lining of their suit jacket having different things in there. So Lauri Markkanen had the Finnish flag sewn into the lining of his suit jacket. So
and he was showing it to everybody.
And he showed it off when he went up on stage. Markelle Fultz, the number one pick, had photos, a collage of photos on the lining of his suit jacket to honor all the people that helped him to get to the NBA. And in addition to the jacket, Markelle Fultz had a pair of sneakers that were made out of basketball material. So very cool shoes that he was wearing, these orange, brownish-orange kind of sneakers. And De'Aaron Fox, the number five pick going to the Sacramento Kings, had pink breast cancer awareness ribbons pattern on the lining of his jacket, and it was a way to honor his mother, who's a breast cancer survivor. So we saw a lot of those instances where these new players were honoring their family, their coaches, the people that helped them to get where they were.
Let's give a Sunny Side of Sports salute to Markelle Fultz, the number one pick in the NBA draft. Local ties, Andrew. He played his high school basketball for Dematha, just outside of Washington, D.C., and Dematha, great, great pedigree when it comes to basketball. They've produced dozens and dozens of NBA players, including the Hall of Famer Adrian Dantley and others. Danny Ferry played at Dematha, so I guess they must be proud of Markelle Fultz today.
They are continuing that proud legacy for sure.
What else is trending, Andrew?
Well, today is hashtag Olympic Day. It's a day to mark the celebration of the modern Olympic Games and the spirit of the Games, the competition, the athletic acumen, and the international unity. Everybody always comes together to compete in those games, and the world is watching that international stage. So we see cities around the world hosting events today, athletes tweeting and posting about how much the Olympics has meant to them, particularly for a lot of the cities that will be hosting the Olympics in the years upcoming. They're having some events, so you can check that out on social media, hashtag Olympic Day, all day today.
Andrew Palcheski, the VOA social media reporter. Have a good weekend, Andrew.
Thanks, Sonny. You too.
And that wraps up the June 23rd edition of the Sunny Side of Sports. Thanks to Voice of America producer Bill Werkinger. Thanks also to VOA engineer Nashwan. And thank you for tuning in. I'm VOA's Sonny Young in Washington. Have a nice weekend, everyone. And that's the Sunny Side of Sports.
I get it. Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
One of the world's most promising and, in terms of economy, fastest-growing regions, sub-Saharan Africa, is under attack by transnational criminal networks. Corruption is one of their major weapons. Corruption is an abuse of power at every level that impacts rich and poor countries alike in both the private and public sectors. Corruption destroys trust, undermines development, and erodes confidence in democratic institutions. It distorts markets, causes higher prices, discourages investors, and stunts economic growth. And it is particularly destructive to communities in developing countries, where it blocks development and progress. As the criminal networks see it, you must spend money to make money, and that goes double for corruption. And transnational crime is tremendously lucrative, accounting for 8% to 15% of the world gross domestic product. Hundreds of millions of dollars every year enable criminals and other threat networks to corrupt the regional economies and the global financial system, said Senior Director for National Security and Diplomacy Anti-Crime Programs at the State Department's Bureau of International Narcotics and Law Enforcement Affairs, David Luna.
The proceeds of drug trafficking and other forms of illicit trafficking are fueling a dramatic increase in corruption among the very institution responsible for fighting crime. The collusion and complicity of some government officials with criminal networks have helped to carve out an illicit trafficking corridor that stretches from West Africa coast to the Horn of Africa, from North Africa south to the Gulf of Guinea.
Across these illicit routes, bad actors and networks are corrupting critical institutions and enforcement systems that endanger everyone's security, said David Luna. The United States is determined, in cooperation with our partners in Africa, to disrupt and dismantle transnational organized crime networks. In support of President Donald Trump's executive order on transnational criminal organizations, the United States will continue to assist our partners to strengthen their capabilities to combat today's threat networks, said Mr. Luna. We must crack down on corruption at all levels and cut off the ability of kleptocrats, criminals, and terrorists to enjoy the fruits of illicit enterprise and that enable the financial capacity to execute their operations.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
When news breaks, VOA Africa is there. On weekends, tune into Nightline Africa at 1600 and 1800 UTC. And our five-minute newscasts come to you at the top of each hour. VOA Africa, your trusted source of information.
Maxwell, host of Music Time in Africa. Join me every Saturday and Sunday for an hour of awesome African music. Wake up, dance this music. Like to stay on top of new music trends, breakout artists, new releases? Maybe you just love the classic styles and artists of the past. Or simply the sound and feel of a good beat. Whatever your pleasure, you can get it every week right here on Music Time in Africa. So join me on your local FM station, Saturdays and Sundays at 1500 and 2000 UTC.
VOA News.
When news breaks, VOA News is there. Around the clock, listen to VOA Newscast at the top of each hour, along with our detailed news programs and analysis.
We are online at voanews.com.
VOA, your trusted source of news and information.